Shabbos Perek Yud Zayin Mishneh Dalet. Rabbi Yosi Yoimer Kol Hakelim Nitolin Chutz Min Amaser Hagodol VeYosid Shel Machareisho. We just said before that there's two types of muktzah. There's muktzah machmas gufoy, when the thing itself has no usage on Shabbos, and then there's something called a kli. It has a use. It has a tzorich and it has a shimush, but its shimush is a davar shel issur, like a hammer. These two kelim are something in between. Maser agodl is a big, something that's used for cutting boards. A yosid shel machareisho is what makes the furrows in the field. These two tools are precision tools. B'yom Didan, we would have a lot more instances of that. A computer is also something that one is not going to use for other things. The point of these two kelim is that nobody's going to use them for a nutcracker because they're precision. They have to be sharp. Izemel Shomila is another case that the Gemara uses. It's a knife. Right? It's a knife that's used for a maisa chavol. It's a maisa that's malach on Shabbos. Not a klisha malach delisa. Because nobody would use a mila knife. It has to be perfect. And because of that, nobody would ever use a mila shel knife. Every mohel would never use it for buttering bread. So mela, that type of muktzah, on the one hand, it's a kli. On the other hand, it won't be used for anything on Shabbos because the things that it would be used for, you know, I do, they're malachas. So mela, they're not used at all, even though they're kelim. They're muchonim, but they're not muchonim for any use on Shabbos. We call that muktzah machmas chisor and kis. They're not muktzah legamri. The reason why they have no usage whatsoever is machmas chisor and kis, because you don't want to destroy the kelim. Again, like we said, a computer would fall under the same thing. Most tools, not a heavy tool, not a screwdriver or a hammer. These things are pushed to pieces of metal. But anything that has electric, you're not going to use to crack open nuts. You're going to break one of the pieces. Anything delicate, you're not going to use for something else. So the halacha is on these type of kelim that they're not nitolim. There's no hetel tzorich gufa mekaymer, but they have a din of muktzah machmas atzmam. Even though it's only machmas chesor kis that they're muktzoim, that's the chapir. Kol hakelim, then the Mishnah says, is the Tanakama, nitolin litzorich v'shaloi litzorich. We're talking over here about regular kelim. Cups, forks, knives, plates, etc. Regular kelim that are litashmish shel heter. Nitolin litzorich, you're allowed to carry them both litzorich atzmam. Or shaloi litzorich, even totally not litzorich. That means, let's say you want to put away dishes. They're on the counter. They're not getting anybody's way. You don't need the counter space. You want to put them away because you want to put them away. Not a problem. They're outside. You want to bring them inside. That's what the Gemara calls Michama Letzel, Letzel Lechama, etc. These type of tashmishin are all mutter. There is a sheet in the Rishonim that holds that the tiltel has to be for some usage. You want to put things away. That itself is some type of usage. Not letzorich mamish of the kli, but you want to put it away. But stamazay, to move things around, shifting kelim, moving from place to place, stamazay, you're not allowed to move it around. You want to play around with the fork that's on the table. You want to just move it from place to place. That you shouldn't do. Lemaisa, most of the Rishonim hold, like the other shita, that says that a kli shemelachta laheter, it has no limitations whatsoever. Once they took off the original gzeira of Nechemya ben Chachalya that was enacted in a time of crisis, lemaisa, they didn't put it back. A kelim shemalachtan laheter amuter legamri. This that the Mishnah says shalei letzorich means shalei letzorich at all, not just shalei letzorich tashmish or for the space. Rim Nechemya, no shaykhis with the name Nechemya ben Chachalya, who was the, so to speak, the ruler of Yerushalayim at that tkufa in the beginning of Bayis Sheni, but the Tana Rebbe Nechemya says, "Ein nitol la letzorich." Even a kli shemalachti laheter has no heter letzorich gufay umekaymoy. I'm sorry, it has a heter letzorich umekaymoy. It doesn't have a heter michama letzel mitzel lechama. Rebbe Nechemya upgrades, and he says that even after they took off the gzeira, shalei letzorich at all, they kept on the gzeiras kelim. Remember that the Gzeiras Kelim of Klishim Lachtel Isser are also on things that have a shimush. It's not Enim and Amuchan, like we said. It's a Gzeiras Kelim. Not to needlessly move things around. So if it's needless, You're not allowed to move it around. If it's only mitzel, l'chama v'chama l'tzel, you're not allowed to move it around, even though it's clearly kevim shem lachtan l'hasa. He'll hold, by the way, he'll upgrade, the Gemara says, and on a kli shem lachtan l'iser, he'll hold there's no het l'tzel kufa m'kaimai. So the Tanakhama, and that's the way we paskin, is a downgrade, is a nechoiz darga from the two dinim m'muktzer of Nechemya. And Nechemya holds a kevim shem lachtan l'heter are also m'chama l'tzel, but they mutl l'tzel kufa m'kaimai. Klishim lakta l'isir is also even l'tzarech gufa mekayme. The Tanakhama holds that shalei l'tzarech at all, or at least micham l'tzel mitzel l'chama, is mutter by a kelim shem lakta l'heter. Klishim lakta l'isir is mutter al kol ponim l'tzarech gufa u mekayme. Mishnah Hey, this is a similar idea to what we had mentioned in Mishnah Aleph. Kol ha-kelim ha-nitolim b'Shabbos, anything you're allowed to move around on Shabbos. Shivrein nitol nimoim, if pieces fell off, pieces cracked off, you're allowed to carry those, they're part of the kli still. Ubalvachi you oisim ein melocha. You have a piece of a dish that broke off, you can use it a little bit as a dish. It's interesting. By also, it wouldn't, a cracked piece of a plate, you would never use as a plate. But they would have shivrei areva, part of a kli areva, which is made out of reeds, lechasis bams pi hakovis. It would be used to cover over a chovis. They didn't have silver foil or plastic bags. Shivrei zchuchis, lechasis benes piapach. Pieces of glass would be used to cover over a jug. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, bavachi oisin me'ein melachton. You see how he says it? The Tanakhama says, m'shiu oisin me'ein melocha, any melocha. If it's just a piece of glass on the floor and it doesn't do anything, then I've added tzmukta. It's only when it can do something, it has some type of usage, despite the fact that it broke on Shabbos. And it was not min amuchon for that minor usage before Shabbos, it's okay, you're allowed to carry. Masha'en kein, if it's, according to Yehuda, it has to be oisim ein melachton, it has to be kegoin shivrei areva lotzuk l'soichon mikbo. It has to be that you can put something in. And not something that was a jog, and now you could cover a jog. That's not me'ein melachton, that's me'ein melocho. Main malachta means you can put something in and use it as a jug on a smaller scale, a sloppy jug, a primitive jug. V'shel schuchis, lots of klutechon shemen, with the whole a minute amount of shemen. Now the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda only argues on the Tanakhama by things that were broken on Shabbos. There's a concept that's known as noilad. Noilad means there's a form of muktzah of something that has a hachona now. It is oimid l'shimush, but it wasn't oimid l'shimish in the present form before Shabbos. Like we just said, a piece of a broken glass, now you can use it as a cup for my machroinim. No. It could hold a little water, but it certainly wasn't oimid l'kach for my machroinim when it was a drinking glass before Shabbos. So it's noilatz, it's something new. It's min amuchon right now to be used for something, but it's noilat klape the beginning of Shabbos. It wasn't in the present form. That Rabbi Yehuda says you can't use. But if it was that way before Shabbos, then when Shabbos came in, it was a Maim Achronim cup. It wasn't any more drinking glass. So that would be okay.